Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. New Hampshire's Governor Chris Sununu and the mayor of Lawrence, Massachusetts, Daniel Rivera, say they're eager to work together on fighting the opioid epidemic. That's after some heated public comments between the two men, after Sununu blamed Lawrence for much of the drug problem in his state. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Sununu issued a statement saying he spoke with Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera this afternoon, and he believes Lawrence officials have been doing a good job on the opioid issue. That's much softer than what Sununu said at a forum last night.
85% of the fentanyl in this state is coming straight out of Lawrence, Massachusetts. Guess what? We're going in, and we're going to get tough on these guys, and I want to scare every dealer that wants to come across that border.
Sununu's statement today also says the opioid problem requires all state, local, and federal agencies to work together. Lawrence Mayor Rivera agrees. He says it's the demand for opioids like heroin and fentanyl that's the real problem, and he says his city is already working on attacking the supply.
Our number one goal is to make it inhospitable for people to buy and sell drugs in Lawrence. By the end of the year, we'll have 23 new police officers. We revamped our detective unit, our street narcotics unit. We are doing everything that we can within our means.
Rivera also says resources are needed, especially for long-term substance use treatment. And he says that's something officials are not talking about.
I have not heard that from anyone, from Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont. And we're gonna have long-term treatment for people. That's not there. And that's what you need. Not 3 days and 4 days and letting the private health sector pay for it. This is a public health emergency.
Governor Charlie Baker says this is a multifaceted problem. He says over the past 2 years, Massachusetts has increased spending on treatment and recovery by more than $50 million. As for the Sununu-Rivera flap, Baker says it's not fair to single out one community for a nationwide problem. Just last weekend at the National Governors Association meeting, Baker says he and other area governors talked about how opioids are getting into New England.
There are a lot of different paths that illegal drugs travel all over this country and up the eastern seaboard. We all said we need to work together as a community to deal with this.
Massachusetts State Police say the Lawrence area is a source of significant trafficking of heroin and fentanyl, but not the only source. State police also say they're committed to working with other states and other agencies on the opioid epidemic, as they have for the past decade. Earlier today, federal officials released the annual International Narcotics Control Strategy Report. It says the entire country is facing the worst opioid problem in 60 years. And officials estimate that more than 90% of all heroin consumed in the U.S. comes from Mexico. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.